Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange during the week ending 23rd of October 2015. So let's get started. Project Finance Investments Limited came to the market on the 23rd. They are a fund which will invest in a diversified portfolio of projects which have contracted, predictable, medium to long-term cash flows and or physical assets. It was advised by Senkos and raised $106 million with a market cap and admission of $106 million. And the IPO price was 100p and on the first day of dealings the shares were up 2%. On AIM, we had Evgen Pharma come to the market on the 21st of October. They are a clinical stage drug development company focused on the treatment of cancer and neurological conditions. They were advised by Northland Capital Partners and raised $7 million with a market cap on admission of £27 million. The IPO price was 37p and on the first day of dealings the shares were down 5%. Last week we had two intention to float announcements on the main market. On the 23rd of October, Wanxiang Holdings PLC, one of the largest camellia oil tree planting companies in China, announced its intention to float. They had no advisors listed, and judging by the standard of the English in the announcement, I'm not positive on their chances of getting a premium listing. Also on the 23rd, HTN Towers PLC, a leading independent telecoms tower operator in Nigeria, announced its intention to float on the main market, with Bank of America Merrill Lynch, Citi, Standard Bank, Investec, Exotics partner Peel Hunt advising. Now a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general. Now in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year there have been 21 intention to float announcements compared to 39 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 39 this year compared to 52 during the same period last year. In terms of actual IPOs, on AIM so far this year we've had 30 compared to 63 at the same point last year, a 52% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 41 compared to 53, a 23% drop. In terms of funds raised, $498 million has been raised on AIM so far this year, which is way down on last year, where we had at this stage over £1.86 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £9.7 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.5 billion in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and I will speak to you again soon. My name's Jamie Cameron. Take care.